And now we turn to another journalist who had a close encounter with the Taliban. Pir Zubair Shah risked his life to report from Waziristan, a Taliban stronghold in northwest Pakistan. In the course of his reporting, he was detained by both the Taliban and Pakistani government forces. His work earned him a Pulitzer Prize, but lost him his country. Concerns for his personal safety forced him to leave. He spoke with Jim Fleming about the difficulty of reporting from that region.
Here comes the paradox of the situation, that at one hand, it's such a little known place, but at the other hand, it's so much in the news. You hear about Al-Qaeda, it's in Waziristan. You hear about Taliban commanders, they're in Waziristan. You hear about the drone strikes, they are taking place in Waziristan. So it's so all over the news. But if you dig beneath the surface, you really don't know who the people are, what the culture is. And in my case, as I had lived there, I had spent time there, my family is still there, I was in a unique position to tell the story to an American audience.
There are reasons that the story isn't widely known. You put yourself in some danger in going there, and I assume you put your family in some danger as well.
Yes, you are right. Again, I mean, working with an American newspaper, it was a big risk, not only for me, as you said, even for my family. So I would go there in very low profile, and eventually in 2007 was the last time I visited my village in Waziristan, because after that it was impossible. So what I would do is bring out sources which I had made, people who grew up with me later on ended up with the military or with the Taliban. That's how I used to report and bring out the story.
But at the same time, you were local enough. They could trust you because...
Yeah, I knew people. I had spent time there. I knew who to trust. In 2008, I was detained by the Taliban with my photographer and the local guide and the driver.
I actually have read this story, and it sounds as though you knew this was a possibility, especially because the photographer was not a local.
The photographer made a mistake. He didn't listen to my advice, and he came to the place where I was interviewing a local person, but that photographer had to pass through a Taliban checkpost. At that time, the Talibans were invisible because they were sitting under a tree, so you couldn't see them.
But I knew. And it was obvious to everyone that he was not local?
It was clear to me. First, he looked like a Talib himself. He had a long beard. The problem was that if you go there with a beard, the Taliban think that you have camouflaged yourself as them in order to penetrate them and spy on them. The other main factor was also the language. He couldn't speak Pashto.
The two of you were then taken by the Taliban, is that right?
Yes, we were taken to their prison. We were not chained as such as other prisoners were. We were treated relatively better because they were not sure who we really are. We didn't tell them that we are journalists, and especially with the New York Times, because it entailed other dangers.
You wouldn't want them to know you were from the New York Times.
Exactly, but we couldn't lie to them that we are from some other local newspaper or radio or television, because if they come to know the reality, then it put us in more danger. So we navigated that part, I think, quite well.
How long were you held?
We were held 3 nights, 4 days.
So why did they finally let you go?
They realized that we are journalists, because the guy who was the spokesman for the Taliban in that part of the area, he was telling me that every day he had to change 2 batteries of his phone, because every journalist in the world would call him asking for our release. So that was one reason, the pressure from the media. Second reason was my family went to them and said, he's a journalist, and it put the Taliban in our area. They asked the others. It's a tribal thing.
So you were released by the Taliban and then interrogated by the government.
Yes, actually, their interrogation was much longer and much harsher, in the sense that they had to keep us awake the whole night while we had spent 3 sleepless nights in the prison with the Taliban. They had the same fears that we might be American spies.
You worked with a number of journalists whose experiences have been well, more difficult in some cases, deadly. You've worked with journalists who have been killed because of what they've written, haven't you?
Yes. I knew a lot of people who I was in touch with, who I used to follow, who used to follow my work. I saw them being tortured. I saw them being picked up, some of them killed. So many of them lost to this conflict. That's why I left. I was threatened. I arrived here, and 3 weeks after what I was fearing could happen to me, happened to another journalist. He was picked up right in front of his house in the capital, Islamabad, tortured for 6 hours, humiliated. That was exactly what I was fearing, and that's what I was told that I should expect.
Picked up by the government?
Most probably by the government. So similarly, the other reporter last year, he was picked up in the same manner, tortured to death, basically. He was also planning to leave the country. So in my case, I was aware that this is coming, so I was lucky enough to leave in time.
I can see why this story is still a passionate one for you and is likely to be for a long time to come.
Yeah, this war is not going to end, at least for a few more years. So I have that emotional attachment with this story, and then my area is being hit.
Your home.
My home, exactly. And I think I know the story much better than many other reporters because of the fact that I am from there. I have access to
must drive you wild to have other people go tell a story that you know you could.
Exactly. That's why sometimes I miss being on the ground.
Peer Zubair Shah reported on Pakistan for The New York Times. His work earned him a Pulitzer Prize.